One thing is certain for all of us, we will all at some point pass away, unless the Lord returns before that. And for many of us, we will face a period of life as older folk. And it might seem a strange thing to focus on. I know some weeks ago, dear Andrew focused on children and young people, but I felt this week, yeah, we'd focus on older age. And to start with, I'm going to invite John to come, please, to one of the microphones. And he's going to read to us from 2 Timothy chapter 1. Thank you, John.
2 Timothy chapter 1. It's on page 843 if you're using the church Bibles. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of many of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. You know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show mercy to the households of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. You know very well how many ways he helped me in Ephesus.
Thank you, John. According to the charity Dementia UK, dementia is an umbrella term for a range of progressive conditions that affect the brain. There are over 200 subtypes of dementia. Now, the brain, as you probably know, is made up of nerve cells called neurons that communicate with each other by sending messages. Dementia damages the nerve cells in the brain, so messages can't be sent from and to the brain effectively, which prevents the body from functioning normally. Regardless of which type of dementia is diagnosed and what part of the brain is affected, each person will experience dementia in their own unique way. Dementia can affect a person at any age, but it is more commonly diagnosed in people over the age of 65. A person developing dementia before the age of 65 is said to have young onset dementia. And there are over 850,000 people living in the UK with dementia at the moment, and that figure is set to rise to over 1 million by 2021, as other areas of healthcare develop and we live longer, more people are likely to face some form of dementia. When I first went to Romania in 1993, the thing that struck me was the need and the plight of the children there, the orphanage children. And as you know, I then spent 10 years working solely with orphanage children, and my work developed into other areas later on. 25 years ago, I went to Romania because of the needs of the orphan children. When I went back 25 years later, just a few weeks ago, I was aware of the needs of older folk, elderly folk, and particularly a real lack of care in the community. People who have got elderly parents, how do they care for them? The UK is looking into the whole issue of social care. It's on the news probably every week or every month in one form or another. The question asked is, how do we prepare as a nation for an ageing population? And of course, the government very much concerned, how are we going to pay for it? But I don't want to focus on that area of old age. I want to ask a different question for ourselves, and that is, what about us as believers? Can we prepare for a time when our body or our mind might function less well than it does today? In the communist era, in places like Romania, people knew very well that it was worth memorizing scripture now, because one day they may be without a Bible. If the communists came and confiscated the Bibles, or if they found themselves in detention somewhere, how would they have access to the Word of God? And Christians understood that if the Word of God was within them, then wherever they went, the Word of God went with them too. In our world today, in the UK, by 2021, 1 million people, it's suggested, will be suffering from dementia, making it more difficult to learn new things, making it more difficult to absorb information. When we were staying with Gabby's sister in Romania, her husband's father, so my brother-in-law's father, lives in the house with them now, and he, years ago, was a church leader within their local Baptist church. He's still, on paper, one of the leaders, but clearly unable to fulfill his function. He's been a husband and a father, a loyal friend, a work colleague, and so on. But now he's suffering with dementia. And it's interesting to contrast some of the phases, some of the things that happened whilst we were there. On one occasion, the weather was hot like it is here at the moment, 30-something degrees probably. You know, everyone was just too hot. But he came home one day, and in his room that they've prepared for him, he has a Romanian stove, the wood-burning stoves that people use to heat. And these wood-burning stoves are way better than the ones you get in the UK. These ones have got some special mechanism so that the heat is actually trapped within the stove. So if the fire goes out, you know, you burn it for an hour, but it'll keep giving you heat for 5 hours, 6 hours, so on, you know, longer. Great news in the winter, not such great news if someone lights it in weather like we're experiencing at the moment. And this dear gentleman, this dear brother, Dimitru, he went home and his mind told him, I need to light the fire. And he did, in this heat. And like so many people suffering with dementia, at times he was confused, and people that were there, his own daughter-in-law making the food for him and so on, and he couldn't remember her name and who was married to who and all those kind of things. But one evening, I said to my nephew and to Brother Dimitri, why don't we go for a walk? And I wanted to walk along a river. It ended up that we got to a river that was dry, so we walked along the riverbed rather than along the riverbank. But we were walking along the stones in the riverbed, which had pretty much dried up, with Brother Dimitru, and he stopped at one point and said, let's pray right now, here. And it was a wonderful blessing. And we just stopped and we worshiped God and we prayed and we thanked God. And he's a man that, in spite of his dementia, still can quote large passages of Scripture and rejoices in Scripture. Two things that he told me were good when we were there. When his daughter-in-law gave him a bowl of soup, the Romanian soup, he said, "Ciorba e buna, e buna, ciorba e buna." Yeah, he said, the soup's good. And he also said about God, Dumnezeu e buna, buna, God is good. And of course, I'm talking to you about Brother Dimitru, and some of you probably in your mind have thought, this sounds very like, much like our own dear Eleanor. Yeah? Who passed away at the beginning of the year. And dear Eleanor, the one who, she forgot the day of the week. She didn't know what day it was. I'd go and visit her and she'd say to me, what day is it, Mark? And I'd say, it's Wednesday. A bit later on, she'd say, is it Wednesday today? I'd say, yeah, Eleanor. And you try to think of different answers. But, and she just kept asking me. And then she'd tell me, oh, I'm really grateful. You know, I'm really blessed to be in this place. And the food's really good. She knew the food was good. So then I say, what did you have for breakfast, Eleanor? Oh, I can't remember. But it was good. You know? And this is dementia. And here is the woman who can't even remember what day it is and can't remember what she had for breakfast. But she knows that God is blessing her and she can recite Scripture. You know, and I've told you this before. You know, I'd open us the Scripture, I'd start reading, and she'd just keep... I'd read the first line, and she'd just say it from memory. John read to us from 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 6, it says this, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. The Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Whatever our age, whatever our stage, let's fan into flame this gift that God has given us. You understand the imagery of fanning into flame. You've got your campfire or your barbecue or whatever. And everything's there that you need. All the components are there. The fuel is there. The fire's there. But it needs ventilating. And that's why you do this, right? You fan it into flame. The Word of God is here. We've got the Word of God. God is living in us. But we've got to fan it into flame. Let's invest in our God and in our faith and in Scripture now while we can. I see Val over there fanning into flame. Verse 9 says, He has saved us and He's called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. Let's remember grace. Let's fan this into flame. Let's remember it's not about what we've done. We're not saved by doing, but we can be blessed by fanning into flame this faith. Let's study Scripture, read it, consume it. Verse 12, Paul says, I'm suffering. And you know, I know this is a different context, but surely we can draw some things out of it. Paul says, I'm suffering. And isn't old age at times, aren't there elements of suffering in old age? The body's giving up, the mind, those neurons are giving up. There's a sense of suffering. But Paul says, I'm suffering. This is no cause for shame because I know whom I have believed. And I'm convinced that He is able to guard what I have entrusted to Him until that day. Which day? the day of suffering, the day when I meet my Creator God, my Savior, in glory. Just think on this verse again. I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Some of us, we have to think about what we might do when we get older. We might even think about putting some money into a pension scheme or something. But one day, we might not be able to administer what we've prepared. We might have to let someone else administer our finances for us. What we have laid up, we might have to. Will they guard what we've prepared? Will they guard it? But this faith, this life, let's entrust our lives to Jesus. I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Let's give our futures to God. Let's give our children's futures to God. You know, all those hopes and fears, those dreams, those anxieties. Don't you sometimes when you think about your kids, you have dreams? But you might also have nightmares as well. Dreams, you love them to do this, but then there's the nightmare scenario. What if? I know whom I have believed. I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Psalm 119, verse 9, asks a question. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? Well, if a young person is going to stay on the path of purity, if they're going to stay on it long term, they're going to stay on the path of purity until they become an old person, right? So if we want to affect what we're going to be like as old people, let's start investing now as young or younger people. How can a young person, how can a person who's aging stay on the path of purity? The psalmist answers his own question by living according to your word. And in verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. It seems that the body wears out with age. It seems that the brain and those neurons, they wear out with age. But it seems that the heart given to God, the heart is the bit that's going to last forever. What a blessing. Psalmist says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. This was the amazing thing. Eleanor and Brother Dimitri, they couldn't recount the names of their family, but they could recount the blessings of God. Verse 15, I meditate on your precepts. And I consider your ways. You get to the age and the stage where it's hard to read. Maybe you don't have dementia, but just eyesight is failing and so on. You can get to the point where it's too hard to read the page. But someone like dear Eleanor, Brother Dimitri, they can meditate on the word because it's in their heart. I was sitting outside with Brother Dimitru one evening, and I said, let's read the Bible together. And he said, yeah, that's, you know, he was enthusiastic, and he'd got his Bible, and I said, well, why don't you read a bit? And he said, yes, but I haven't got my glasses. So I said to him, well, where are your glasses? He said, they're in the house. And I made the biggest mistake ever. I said, well, so why don't you go and get them? But the thing is, he hasn't got any glasses. And so he was wandering around the house and every room, and he came back to where I was, and he was like, what are you looking for? I'm looking for my glasses. And he couldn't find them. And he couldn't remember that he hasn't got any. You know what I'm saying? But he could meditate on the word of God, because it was in his heart. We didn't really even need to open the Bible, because the word was in him. What about Proverbs 22? This verse you all know so well. We quote it for Sunday school leaders' meetings. I have. You know, Proverbs 22, verse 6, start children off in the way they should go. So we assume this is a verse about children. But what's the second bit say? And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. See how important it is to invest in our children, in ourselves, in each other, the Word of God, when we're young, so that even when we're old, we will not turn from it. And then there's this amazing passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the end of the book. And it's got those amazing words, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. Now, my friends, now is the time to make peace with God. Now is the time to invest in His kingdom. Now is the time to get His word within you. And this psalm this passage in Ecclesiastes is so beautiful, the way it describes old age. But remember that every bit we look at in the context of verse 1, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, before the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark. You know, as you know, eyesight fails, all these lights grow dim, yeah? And the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble. Think of Parkinson's, the trembling, yeah? When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop. Think of those who get bent over with age. When the grinders cease, because they are few. You think of the teeth falling out, you know? The grinders cease because they're few. And those looking through the windows grow dim. Seems to be another allusion to eyesight. When the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades. Perhaps hearing a reference to the teeth again or working, you know, in terms of you get to the age where you don't even work in the kitchen anymore. When people rise up at the sounds of birds, but all their songs grow faint. Yeah? You get to the point where you say to an older person, do you hear those birds singing? I can't hear them. I can't hear them. When people are afraid of heights or of dangers in the street, you don't ask an elderly person to climb a ladder, do you? You really don't. When the almond tree blossoms, you know, almond trees have got beautiful white blossom, and you think of the white hair of old age. And the grasshopper. Think of a grasshopper. What does it do? It jumps, it jumps, it jumps. That's what it does. It hops. It's in the name. As they say, it's a no-brainer. It's in the name. Grasshopper. But it says here the grasshopper drags itself along. You think of a young man who, you know, what he was like when he was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 30, 40. And now he's aged and he's finding it hard even to move around. Then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about in the streets. Remember him. Remember that the thing starts, in verse 6 says, remember him. Remember your Creator, verse 1. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken off at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. We're being challenged. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. And you know, one of Eleanor's favorite psalms was this Psalm 27, and you may have heard me say this. This was the one she caught me out on, because I would open the Bible and I would start reading and she would carry on. So I opened Psalm 23 one day, which starts with the words, "The Lord is." So I opened it, said, "Eleanor, the Lord is." And she carried on, "My light and my salvation." The only thing is, I was in Psalm 23, and, "Oh, Eleanor, I don't know where you are. What is this one? 27. Okay. And it was really Eleanor's, those kind of meetings with her that you know, really made it, this psalm sink in for me. "The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear?" You know, old age can bring darkness, can bring dark clouds. What about the person who says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Verse 2 says, "When the wicked advance against me to devour me." Sometimes old age and suffering can seem wicked, you know? "When old age advances against me to devour me." And of course, old age will devour all of us. We will all go to the grave unless the Lord returns before then. But what a joy for those who say, my body's giving out, my mind is even shaky, but the Lord is my light and my salvation. Verse 5, "For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tent and set me high upon a rock." And even in the care home where Eleanor was, there was a sense in which she was set above perhaps the others, in a sense that she had this relationship with God. You know, she was an institution in that institution where she lived. Does that make sense? People knew her. Verse 13, I remain confident of this. "I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." This isn't a message this morning for young people or older people. It's a message for all of us. And look with me, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. Just a one-liner. "Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to come into a relationship with God. Now is the time to live for him and love him. Now is the time to get his word within us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. And thank you, Lord, that now, today, it's not too late. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but today is the day to give ourselves to you and to invest our lives in you and to live for you and with you, to welcome you to live in us. Now is the time to get your word in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, we pray. Amen.